शांति। 19 सितंबर 2018 वेनसडे। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी अ फ्लाइंग बर्ड एंड क्लेम नंबर वन विद द लेसन ऑफ लेट गो एंड बिकम फ्री। छोड़ो तो छूटे। इन ऑर्डर टू बिकम अ फ्लाइंग बर्ड मेक द लेसन फॉर्म लेट गो एंड बिकम फ्री। छोड़ो तो छूटे। डू नॉट होल्ड ऑन टू एनी टाइप ऑफ ब्रांच विद द फूट ऑफ योर इंटेलेक्ट एंड सिट ऑन इट। फादर ब्रह्मा बिकेम नंबर वन विद दिस लेसन। ही नेवर थॉट दैट ही वुड बिकम फ्री व्हेन हिज कंपेनियंस फ्री हिम और व्हेन हिज रिलेटिव्स मेड हिम फ्री व्हेन दोज हु क्रिएट ऑब्स्टेकल्स स्टॉप क्रिएटिंग ऑब्स्टेकल ही कैन बी फ्री। He always taught himself the lesson, let go and become free in a practical way. So in order to become number one, follow the father in the same way. So let go and become free. And that's the mantra Baba has given. Don't wait for the companions. Don't wait for the relatives. And don't wait for the obstacles. Let go and become free. And Baba is citing the example of Brahma Baba. He became number one by following this maxim, this principle, this tenet of letting go and becoming free. So it's not that the companions or relatives or obstacles. Companions, we don't have to wait for them. Relatives, we don't have to wait for them. Obstacles, we don't have to wait for the obstacles. Let the obstacle finish and then I will start my purusharth. Or let the companions first let go of me and then I will start my purusharth. No, Baba said, be first in letting go yourself and then becoming free. So we should be free in giving up, in abandoning things, in forsaking things. So all attachment to companions, all attachment to relatives and waiting for obstacles to finish. Don't wait for any one of these things. Spiritual life is a life of going alone. Spiritual life doesn't wait for anyone. As the Plotinus or Plotinus says, it is a flight of the alone to the alone. Here, the goal is to be free. Here, the goal is to become independent. Here, goal is to become spiritually independent. No bondages, no chains, no cages, no dependency. The more we are dependent, the more we are bound, the more we suffer. And who is creating the bondages? If we analyze, our own mind is weaving those tiny webs. So these are the subtle invisible bondages which are within our hearts and minds. And Baba wants us to let go, chodo, give up and become free. Then you will become chutela, that is free. So there are two types, bandhela and chutela. Bandhela is somebody who is in bandhan, who is in captivity. Chutela is somebody who is experiencing freedom, coming out from this stage of captivity, coming out to this eternal stage of freedom, becoming a free bird, flying in the firmament. That is the goal. So, first, let's start with first companion, then second relatives, and third obstacles. So, companions, not that we have to wait for our companions to become perfect, then we will become perfect. It's not for our companions to give up their faults, failings, imperfections, and then we start giving up our faults, failings, and imperfections. In fact, we don't have to wait for any one of the companions. We have to do it ourselves first. So taking initiative, taking lead, and going ahead without waiting for anybody, without waiting for them to give up things. If we think that let them first give up anger and then I'll give up anger, or any vice for that matter, we would get stuck and we won't be able to progress. So also relatives, let them come in gyan and then I will start going walking in gyan. They may never come, though we have good wishes for them, but we don't have to wait. In one of the chapters of a book written by Jagdish Bhai, in that book Brahmacharya or Celibacy, there is one example of Mahatma Gandhi quoted by Jagdish Bhai, where Mahatma Gandhi was asked, my wife is not religious and she doesn't believe in following the principles of Brahmacharya. So what should I do? Should I wait for her to understand what is Brahmacharya and then start following Brahmacharya? Or should I start following Brahmacharya on my own and just give her up? What should I do? This is a question which is asked in that book. Should I wait for my wife to understand the depth of Brahmacharya or to become religious? So Mahatma Gandhi said, you don't have to wait for anybody. You start following, you start walking. They may come, they will follow you. So you don't have to wait for anybody. Because this waiting can become a very dangerous thing. This waiting itself can make you weak in form. So, don't wait for relatives, mother, father, brother, sister, siblings, spouse, anybody for that matter. This is, you give up, you let go and start walking. That's it. Third is obstacles. This is something different. This is more of related to attachment. Companions or relatives or jealousy or let others do first. But obstacle is something gross, something abstract. It is not person. So, if there is an obstacle, we feel let this circumstance or this paristhiti go away and then I will start my intense effort. But we don't have to wait for the obstacle to go right where we are under the nose of obstacle. We have to begin our journey of becoming obstacle free, of letting go, of freeing ourselves. So all the three things for that matter, don't stop, go on and on, without waiting for anybody. Gradually all of these three will follow you. All of these three would come in the wake of your intense purusharth. So Baba is citing the example of Brahma Baba. Father Brahma became number one with this lesson. Do not hold unto any branch with the foot of your intellect. So, the parable or the example is given of a bird. And these are the branches. And this is a Murli. I think we had revised it here only. Different types of branches Baba had given. Different types of birds Baba had given. Some birds are very clever, some are very innocent, some are simple and some are absolutely foolish. So some foolish births, some dull, some innocent, some very clever, but whatever they are, in some or other way they are holding onto the branches. So any bird which is holding onto any branch would not be able to fly. And the goal is to become a flying bird. A bird should not hold onto any branch. There's a beautiful story. There was one bird, and that bird would not fly, and that bird was brought to the king, and the king made an announcement that whosoever would make this bird fly would get some reward. So many people tried to make that bird fly, but to no avail. Many people came and tried various methods, myriads of ways to make that bird fly, but nobody was able to make that bird fly. At last, one villager came and the bird was sitting on the branch. So he came and with his sword, or what is sharp instrument, axe, he cut off the branch and the bird started flying. That's as simple as that. So all the supports, when they are snatched away, all of a sudden person becomes independent. So sometimes these branches, cut them and you start flying. Cut them by force and you start flying. So do not wait that somebody would come and somebody would convince and then we will start flying. No, cut off the branches by force. And the gross form of that is, I remember, and there was one brother, and he had to study for his exams in the morning. So he would get up, and he had the tendency to fall off to sleep again. So what he used to do, after getting up, he used to fold his bed. He used to fold his bedding and keep them aside, and then he would take this bed, that cot, and make it stand up and keep it aside. So now it is a difficult task again to make it, to put it down and to put the bed. So he would do that way. Everywhere, bed on this side, bedding on this side. And then he will feel lazy to do it again. So cut off the branch. Cut off the branch and the bird starts flying. You don't have to wait. So chodo to chute. Let go and become free. Let go and become free. There are two things. Let go, chodo, and become free. Become chuto, that is free. So, for becoming free, you need what? Chodna, let go, give up. For example, what is that bird? Eagle? No, not eagle. Gidh is what is known? Oh, vulture, yeah. So, there's a story of one vulture. That vulture had caught a piece of flesh and he was flying. And all the birds were going behind that vulture. So, it was not understanding why these birds are chasing me. But it was carrying the piece of flesh. So, wherever the vulture was going, all the birds were following him. Then he understood something. And then he gave up. He opened his mouth and the flesh fell down. And all the birds automatically left him and started going after the flesh. So give up. And all the birds of desires and all the birds who are chasing and hounding, they will go away. So, chodo, give up, let go and become free. Become chutela. Otherwise you are bandhela. So, in order to become free, so there are two things in that. statement, give up and become free. For example, a man goes to a sadhu in jungle and he tells him, free me from this worldly bondages, free me from the worldly bondages. I am so much unhappy, so much terrible worldly bondages, so much sorrow in the world, so much suffering in this sansar. Free me from this sansar. So that sadhu says, come, I will free you. And he takes him to the jungle. And the sadhu goes and he holds one tree tightly and he starts shouting, free me, free me, free me, free me. The man says, what a foolish man you are. You are holding the tree yourself and shouting, free me. So sadhu says, you are also holding the world that way. You are only holding the world and shouting, free me, free me, free me, free me. Give up. Give up whatever you are holding. And once that is given up, don't touch it again. That is as simple as that. The process is very simple, but it does take courage. It does take hard, firm determination, willpower. So, companions, first. Second, relatives. Third, obstacles. Sathi, Sambandhi, and Vigna. Give up all these things. Don't wait for any one of these things. And let go and become free. Let go and become free. That is the dictum. That is the mantra. That is the maxim. And Baba is giving example of Brahma. Brahma became number one by becoming a flying bird. This is a good example. Sitting and look at the bird and watch birds. How the birds fly. They don't stay anywhere. There's a great joy in watching birds fly. And imagine we are also having wings and we are flying. Birds do not stay on any branch for a long time. So let the birds fly. Do not hold on to any branch. So in order to become number one, follow the father. Follow the father in letting go and becoming free. This is what we have to follow, father. This is one Murli. I forgot the date of this Murli. From where this 81, from where this is taken. So in that Murli, Baba had talked about three types of birds. So there is a tree here. There are three types of birds. And Brahma Baba is sitting here. And there are three types of birds. This is Brahma Baba. Okay. So there are three birds here and three birds there. What are the three birds here? Innocent bird. Chatur. First, clever birds. They know. They are holding the branch and shouting, Chodo, 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 free us, free us, free us. That is one type of birds. They are very chatur, they are very clever, very shrewd, sharp intellect. But still they are holding onto the branches. The second branch, extra smart. The second type of birds are innocent birds. They don't know that they should fly also. They are so innocent, very, very bhole. They are innocent, they don't know that they should fly. And third are, what are the third type of birds? We always forget the third one. Foolish ones. No. What are they? Even I forgot. The third birds. Foolish birds? No. There are third birds. First, foolish and innocent are same. There are third birds. So three birds are here. Then there are three birds here. The first bird is sitting, somehow sitting on the finger. They are following Srimad. Some are moving around Brahma Baba. They are thinking. They are like those moths moving around the flame. And there is one more sitting on the shoulder. So three birds are here and three birds are there. That's how the Murli is. You can see on the in that Murli. First finger, shoulder and moving around Brahma Baba. So these are three words here and three words there. That was the Murli. What is the name of that bird? There are three words here. Clever? No. Innocent? And one more. One more bird is here. So, there are three birds here and three birds there. This blessing is taken from that Murli. So, the basic thing is give up. There is a great joy in giving up. There is a great sorrow in holding things. The more I hold, just as imagine this wire is there and I hold it fast, what happens? Redness. The more I hold, the more red it will become. And more painful. Now give up. Pain would be less. So, whatever you hold, whatever. Sometimes punya karma, merits become bondage. If you get attached to anything, attachment to anything, whether good or bad, creates bondage. So, try to give up. Try to become free, like a free bird. No branches. Baba had described six different type of branches. What are the six branches in that Murli? There were six different type of branches. Six branches, six birds. This was a Murli. Find out later on. So, give up and become free. Om Shanti.